How could you say Mamona Shach eat these two animals and really one of them is a Bechor? Now really a Bechor, you're allowed to eat the meat 2 days and one night in between. Now the one that's a Korban Pesach, you're only allowed to eat that night, that's all. So if you want to be Noig L'Chumra, both of them, you can't eat either one of them more than tonight. So let's say you have some meat left over till tomorrow morning. So really it's a Suffolk. Maybe that's the meat from the Korban Bechor and you're allowed to eat it. But we're telling you, no, you can't eat it, now you have to burn it. Because maybe it's a Korban Pesach. So that's cool, you're bringing Kodshim L'Beis Tapsul. You're making us burn it before this man. Like Rashi says, "V'okamaisi kodesh l'beis tapsul l'Rab Shimon kaporos." This is a kasha on Rab Shimon. "T'mamayit bizman achila tabosar v'sarfol anoyser ad boikish l'kedin." That you're telling me now you're allowed to eat these two karbonas, so you could only eat them only that night. If it's left over to the next morning, you have to burn them, and that's l'kedin mishum sofik pesach. The reason why you have to do that because both is a sofik. You don't know which one is a karban pesach. So any meat that's left over till the next morning, you have to be afraid maybe it was from the Korban Pesach, and you have to burn it. In such a case, it would have been better to say, let these two animals wait till they become a Baal Mum. Because really, the meat of the Korban of a Bechor, you're allowed to eat for 2 days and one night. So it's not right to make you take away this amount of eating it. You may make you burn it when you don't have to, really. So therefore, the svara should be, it's better to make these two animals pasture in the fields until it becomes a Baal Mum, and sell them, and with the money, buy new behemoths. You know, klo, which one is the Bechor, which one, or at least you know which one is the Korban Pesach, at least. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon l'taymei. It's not sure, Rabbi Shimon goes according to his time. The Yom Rabbi Shimon holds like this. Mevi'in kodesh shim l'beis tapsul. He tackles, you're better off. You're allowed to shech the Korbanos the way they are, even though you're going to have to eat the meat earlier than it's real time, it's better to do it this way. Shrashi, l'mayit bizman achilosan mutiv milanatkon uriya. It's always better to shech the animal the way it is right now, even though misosik, you can't eat the meat more than tonight, rather than just letting the animal pasture in the fields until it becomes a Baal Mum. How do we know this is Rav Shimon Shita? The Tanan we learned. Osham shenis arvo bishlomin. A korban osham got mixed up with a korban shlomin. Is Rabbi Shimon, no, Rabbi Shimon says, Yishchato b'tzofen. Take both of these karbonis and make the shchita for both of them on tzofen. Even though with shlomim, which is only kochim kalim, you can make the shchita wherever you want. But since one is an oshim, that's kodesh kodoshim, it's only dafk on the tzofen on the north side of the mizbeach. So mizofen, Rabbi Shimon says, take both these two animals and make the shchita for both of them on the tzofen side. V'yoychlu k'choyim eshebem. And you have to eat both animals like the chumra of a korban oshim, which is only eating for 1 day and one night. So even though one animal is a korban shlomim, which should have been able to eat for 2 days, we say no, since it's a sofik, which one is the oshim, both cannot be eaten more than just 1 day and one night. That's from Shimon Shita. Now Omru Loi, the chum said back to Shimon, a nevi in kodesh in lebeis tapsul, that's not a good thing to do, because since you're shechting both of them, and one of them really is a shlomim that you're allowed to eat for 2 days. Now, any meat you have left over till tomorrow morning, you're going to have to burn minas sofik. And that's not nice to make kachim be burnt if it really doesn't have to. So, therefore, the Rabbanan say in such a case of an oshrim and a shlomim, don't shecht either one of them. Let them both become baal mums, and we'll point to both of them, and you buy new kabonis. That's the lacha they say there. But Rav Shimon l'shitas is very good. Rav Shimon says, I don't care if ukam l'day psul. It's better right now to take these two animals and shech them and eat them, k'choy m'shebem, eat them in 1 day and one night, and it's better than not shechting at all. Fred Gemarad of Rabbonin heichi yavdinen. But according to Rabbonin, how will we do in our case in the Mishnah? Our case in the Mishnah, well, let's say a Bechor and a Pesach got mixed up together. A Korban Bechor got mixed up with a Korban Bechor. You don't know, so what should you do now? Rashi of Rabbonin, Rashi says, the Amri that say ain mevian, that you don't let kochim come lebeis tapsum. What can you do in a case like our Mishnah where the korban pesach got mixed up with the bechor? So Rashi says, bishlei megabi oshem. I understand those last brayzum that oshem got mixed up with the shlamim, or else I pesach shnesav boilo v'yoshem ikol meima yiro v'yimachru. That's very good. Rabbanan Shita is, when a Pesach, Oshem, Oyla got mixed up together, you don't know what's what, to let all three of them pasture in the fields until they become a balmum, and then you sell them, and the money you bring a new carbon. And which each one, with the money, you buy the carbon that you were supposed to have had. But the question is now, avu b'chor, but when a carbon Pesach got mixed up with a b'chor, nema boy, by b'chor, the Torah says, loisi podem. You're not allowed to be poid a b'chor. The loch of a b'chor is, calls the man its tam, you have to bring it for carbon, and the kohen eats it. If it becomes the balmum, the kohen eats it the way it is now. But you're not allowed to sell a b'chor. V'yein loy pidyon, there's no din pidyon on a b'chor. V'yein loy teifa says domov. If you sell it, the money doesn't have any kedusha on it. V'yein yoytze mukdushas elechoyl. Al ha-moyis. The money never becomes kodesh instead of the animal. Elo necha b'mum alekoyin. Even when a b'chor becomes a balmum, the lochri still has kedusha, and the koyin eats it the mumai. O pesach ma'ashen kein bar pidyonu. V'yein necha b'loy pidyon. Ma'ashen kein a carbon pesach, even if it becomes a balmum, it still has kedusha on it. You're not allowed to eat it. You have to be proud of it. So what do you do now, according to Rabbanim? When one animal is a Bechor, and one animal is a Pesach, and they got mixed up together, so what can you do? You can't stand and say, let them both pasture in the fields, and you'll sell both of them, because the one that's a Bechor, you're not allowed to sell. So what can you do now? So Rava says like this, Nam tin loy ad shiyumamu. You have to wait till both of them become a Balmum. Enechrami. So Rabbanim say, you can't shech them both right now. Because since the Pesach is only able to eat just tonight, and the Kav B'chor will not eat for 2 days, so when Asofi, you're going to take away this man Achila, you can't do that. You can't shecht him. So you have to wait until both of them get a Balmum. V'yovi behema, now bring another animal, Shemena, bring another animal just as fat as the fatter one of these two. For laymen, say like this now, Kol Heicha Disla Pesach, whichever one of these two animals is the Kav Pesach, Tochol Olei, I want it to be chal upon this animal I have right now, this third animal. I want this third animal now to have the Kedushas Pesach. Tahai, v'yocholuhu b'toyres b'chor u'balmum. So, Melo, the live animal, now the third animal, b'monashach, that's going to have a Kedushas Pesach on it. Because he's saying, whichever one of those two is a Pesach, he wanted to be poyed the Korban Pesach on this third animal. So the third one now becomes a Korban Pesach. Now, the original two, what do you do with them? You have to be noyed l'chumri, even though they're both b'balmum now, so b'monashach. The one that's a Korban Pesach, since you are poyder it, really it's chulim gemurim. Really you should be able to eat it no matter how you want to. Sell it in the marketplace. But shenken the other one, which is a Korban Bechor, since it's only a balmum, you can't be poyder it, a kohen has to eat it. But when the kohen goes to eat a Bechor, he has to eat it with special halachas. He can't eat it in the marketplace, he has to eat it with Kedusha. So halacha is now, the ochlu b'teres Bechor balmum. The other two, he eats both of them the chumra, b'teres a Bechor balmum. Like Rashi says, Mamtin, he waits at Shiyimamu, until it becomes a Balmum. V'yavid v'heimah Shemena, v'yofah Shevim, bring a third animal, that's just as good as one of these, the better one. V'neim, it's like this, Kolechot Yisla Pesach Tichum, Kedushasa Yahanech Mois. Whichever one was the Pesach, you want it to be prayed there on this animal right now, on the money of you have it. Parach Mois Shlomim Kedin Mois Pesach. Hamel, the money you buy a Korban Pesach with it. V'yochul Lein L'chola Terubis, but the other two you can eat, the teras b'chor b'amum. So Rashi v'yezdi teras, say, what's the loch of a b'chor that's a b'amum? A nishchat bitlej, you're not allowed to shecht it in the marketplace. V'yem nimcha v'yiklej, you can't sell it there either. Because it's a bizoyin for kachim to sell it there. V'yem nishkob litri, you can't weigh it on a regular scale. V'yem hoya makir b'pesach, but if you wouldn't know which one of the common pesach shenifta, that you appointed it, so it's regular chulim that one. If you would have known which one was the Korban Pesach, you could be paid to that one. And then it would have been mutter to sell the Yitlis. But since you don't know which one it is, Semele L'churma, you have to eat both those two animals, but teres a mum of a Bechor. Which means you can't sell to the main marketplace, you can't weigh it on a regular scale, and you can't shech the Yitlis either. You have to be made more cover to it. So that's the Mishnah. Chabura Shovat Pischa. What happened? You had five people that Erev Pesach bought a Korban Pesach together. And now all these five, they lost their carbon. It's Chabura Shovat Pischa. So Yomru Liechod, now four of them told the one person, the fifth person, say your Bikish, do us a favor, go look around the fields, see if you can find our carbon. V'shochat Olenu. and like we made you a shliach, that if you do find it, we want you to shech the korban for us, as we still want to be part of your korban. Now, v'holach u'motzu. What happened was this one person went and found the korban, and he shechted it for 4 or 5 people. Of the Behaim, the other 4 people, they were waiting, and they got nervous. They thought that guy will never find the korban, so they went and bought a new korban for themselves. V'shachatu, and they also brought it for korban Pesach. So what's the halacha? The halacha is every person can only have one Pesach, can't have two. So we say like this, Im shaloim nishkat rishayim, when these 4 people send the 5th person like a shliach, go find it, if that person found the korban first, and brought it first, he brought that korban at 1 o'clock. And then first, 2 o'clock, the other 4 people brought a second korban, so since that one was brought at 1 o'clock, that's the one they're all yaitzah with. So mainly we say, nishkat rishayim, hu oichel mishaloi, this one person that brought it at 1 o'clock, he has the right to eat from it, and the other 4 people also eat from that korban. Because the 4 people told this one person, find it and shecht it for us. So at 1 o'clock they were still part of his korban, that's the korban. Now Mishaloi, even though at 2 o'clock they got nervous in the afternoon, and they did not realize that the one was brought already, and they brought a second one, so they might my Mishaloi. They eat from his. What about V'im Shalahem Nishkat Rishon? Let's say it came out that the 4 people got nervous, and 2 o'clock they brought their own korban, and the one that was looking for it didn't find it until 3 o'clock. So these 4 people brought their korban first. Then we say, Hey Moichle Mishlehem, these 4 people now, since at 2 o'clock when they brought it, the first one did not find it yet. So we say, since they brought a new korban, they zicha took their hands off the old korban, and they want to be part of this new korban. So they have a right now to eat from this new korban they brought. For who? But that the other person that went to look for the korban and found it at 3 o'clock, v'uachel mishaloi. He for sure did not have das to be part of the new korban they brought, because he had das, he's still going to find it. So since he found it by 3, and he brought it at 3 o'clock, that's his korban. He has a right to eat from his korban. What about v'yemeni yadua eizem yam nishkat rishon? Let's say we don't know, we're not sure which one of the 2 were brought first. Again, in the morning, 5 of them, they realized they lost the korban. So they told one of them, go look for it. Now, 1 o'clock, that guy found it, and he taka brought it. The other 4 got nervous. They also had a korban brought for them, also around 1 o'clock. So they don't know exactly who was brought first, which one was first. What's the halacha? Or else, Osha shachtu shnem tiechot. Inachnami, lamais had happened, both of them shechted at the exact same time. For some reason, they had a good clock, and both of them said at 1 o'clock, both of them brought it. They didn't tell one another yet. But at 1 o'clock, this one person that looked for it found it and brought it at 1 o'clock, and these other 4 people got nervous and brought their own korban at 4 o'clock. What's the halacha? So we say, Hu oichel mishaloi. This one person that went to look for it, for sure, he only had in mind to use that korban that he found. So that's his korban Pesach. For sure, he's allowed to eat from it. His Hu oichel mishaloi. He can eat from his korban. For him, these other 4 people though now, we have a suffix really which one of the 2 korbanos are theirs. If on the side the one that found it was at 5 to 1, so 5 to 1 they didn't bring that korban yet. So when that person brought the korban, he brought it for 4 people. So the 4 people only have a right to eat from his korban. But if their korban was brought at 5 to 1, and his korban was brought 5 after 1, where are these 4 people's korban? The korban they brought. Then they're only allowed to eat from their korban, and not from the first one's korban. So it's a suffix, which korban Pesach can these 4 people eat from? So halacha is they can't eat from either one of them. So the Mishnah, for who v'heim einam oich lemimoy, they're not allowed to eat with this one person's korban, because we're afraid maybe these 4 people brought their own korban before that one person brought the korban for all of them. And if they brought their korban first, that's their korban Pesach, not his. So these 4 people cannot eat from his korban. V'shalahen, Mashenka, the korban that these 4 people brought, also they can't eat from it. Because there's a suffix, maybe the one person that found the korban found it and brought it before they brought their korban. So if they're mumuna on the first one's korban, they can't eat their korban. So their korban is suffix, cannot be eaten. So locher is, v'shalahen, yotzla beis ha-shreifa. Their korban that they brought has to be burnt. Nobody's allowed to eat it, because it's possible the first one brought his korban first, so all these 4 people already had that korban Pesach brought. Now when they went and got nervous, and brought a second one that did it shloi kedin, and it's a Pesach posel. It has no bialim on it. So therefore you have to burn it. Over the Mishnah says the Chiddush though, opturim elatzas Pesach sheni. But these four people now are potter for bringing the Pesach sheni. Because really, really, Mamonashach, the Yaitse, the carbon, one of these two carbonas were brought for these four people. On the Tzad, the first one shechted first. See, shechted is carbon for everybody. So these four people have a carbon brought for them. On the Tzad, these four people got nervous and they brought their carbon first. Their carbon is the carbon Pesach. So for sure, these four people had a carbon Pesach brought for them. Just Alocha, we don't know which carbon they're allowed to eat from. And Alocha reads, if they're not part of that carbon, they can't eat from it. So Misofik, they can't eat from either one of the two carbonas. So that's the Chiddush. Even though they can't eat from any carbon, still they're Yoytzeh, the Mitzvah's carbon Pesach, and they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because we know the eating of the carbon is not Likuva. Shrashi says, Upturim in Pesach Sheni, Memonashach, Berishin Yotzeh. Because Memonashach, they were Yoytzeh here. One of these two carbonas are theirs. Either did not eat it, the Teretz says that Achila is not market. Even though you don't eat from your carbon, the mice of the Shas, you brought it, you were Yoytzeh. This is one case. Right. What about Omar Lohem? Omar Lohem, Imachriti Tzu V'Shochetu Olai. Now it's the opposite way. Omar Lohem. But Omar Lohem is this one person that went to look for the carbon now. Again, there were five people here in the morning. They had the carbon and they lost it. So now they made up one of them is going to go look for it. So not that the four told the one, but rather this one person that went to look for the carbon told the other four. And they told them, Omar Lohem, Imi Charti, let's say I'm going to spend the whole day looking for the carbon and I won't find it. So what's going to be then? We'll be up the creek, we won't have the carbon Pesach. Isu v'shochetu olai. I'm telling you right now, if I don't come in up a tunnel, if I don't come back by 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, I want you to bring carbon Pesach for me also. That's what this one person that went to look for it told the other four people. Is holach umotzo. Now what happened? This one person went to look for it and he found it. V'shochat. And he brought it for carbon Pesach. It looked like this. V'heim and these other four people got nervous. Loku, they brought a new carbon. They bought it. V'shochtu, they also brought their carbon. So now again, the shaila, which carbon is Yitzchak, which one of them? Is im shelahen nishchat rishon, if these four people brought their carbon first, so pshita hein oichle mishelahen, vu oichle imohen, that these four people have a right to eat from their carbon, because that's the one that's brought first, and who are then this other person, this one person that went to look for it, is also Yitzchak with their carbon Pesach. Because before this one person left, he told them, if I don't make it back, I want to be part of your new carbon. So he hadn't asked to be part of their new carbon. So since their new carbon was brought first, that's the carbon that applies to both of them. So even this one person is allowed to eat from their carbon. What about v'im shaloi nishchat rishon? Let's say now this one person that went to look for the lost carbon found it first and brought it first. So since at the time he brought it, the other ones did not bring a carbon for him, pshiti, he has asked to be yotzeh with this one he's bringing right now. So v'im shaloi nishchat rishon, if his carbon that he found right now is brought first, his suaychum mishaloi, pshita, he eats from the carbon he brought, because he has asked to use it, that's why he made it. Fehain, but these other four people, they never told this one person, do it for us. Mashma, the four people right away made up, we don't have das, we don't think you'll ever find it, we don't want to be part of your carbon. But they told them right away, we're going to make our own. So therefore, v'hein oichle mishalhem, even though the one that was lost was found and brought first, so what? These four people have a right to bring their own carbon, and they eat from their own carbon. Because here the four people did not tell that one person, do it for us. It was the opposite way. The one person that took the chance to look for it told the other four people, in case I come back too late, I want to be part of your carbon. So therefore here the shofik is only negated to that one person. If he brought his first, he could eat his. If they brought their first, he is part of theirs, and therefore the one he brings later is also goes lebrisa sreifa. You have to burn. Now, we may need yidua, eizem yem nishkat rishon, let's say we don't know, it's a suffix to us, which one of the two were brought first, that the one that was found was brought around 1 o'clock, and these other four people also brought one around 4 o'clock. Or else, oi, sheshachatu shneim tiechon, or else we know for sure, both of them are brought exactly at 1 o'clock. So what's the locha? Locha is, hein oichle mishlehem. These four people for sure are allowed to eat their carbon Pesach. because they had no das, they had no intentions of being yaitzah with the one that was lost. When the one person went to look for it, they didn't tell them, look for it for us. They were nicha that's lost, we're going to find our own. So pshit to the four people that brought their own carbon, they have a right to eat from it. Of the Bahu, the one person that went to look for it, for him we have a suffix, because before he left, he told the other four people that on the tzad I come too late, I want to be part of your carbon. So therefore, if their carbon was brought first, he for sure has an das in mind to be part of their carbon. Then he can't eat from his own carbon. So this person we have been doubtful which one is his carbon. He's not allowed to eat with them. Why can't he eat with them? Because maybe the one that he found, he brought that one first. And if that one was brought first, that's his carbon. So he's not allowed to eat with somebody else's carbon. For his carbon that he brought, he also can't eat it. Because we have to be afraid, maybe the other four people brought their carbon first. And he said he wants to be part of theirs. So if their carbon was brought first, and then later he brings his own, he's not allowed to bring it. It's Yotzla Beis HaSweifon. His carbon has to be burnt. It's apostle carbon. Oh, but even though this one person cannot eat the carbon from either one of them, he can't eat any meat that night, still, Upotim Alasas Pesach Sheni. He is potter for bringing the Pesach Sheni. His Yotzla Mitzvah Pesach Rishon. Because Mamon Shach, a carbon was brought for him. Either it's his own carbon, or else it's the other carbon the four people brought for him also. Just Lamaisi, he can't eat from either one of them, because we don't know which one is his carbon. And whichever one is his, he's not allowed to eat from the other one. So Menasofik, he can't eat from either one, but still the Mishnah says, he's Yetzir Mitzvah Carbon Pesach. Because Lamaisi made a Kashra Shrita, a carbon was brought for him, therefore it's called the Kashra Pesach. Right. Omar lohen v'yomru loy. A little more complicated now. The same case. It's five people had a carbon pesach in the morning, and the morning got lost. So they made up between themselves. One guy is going to go look for it. Now, before he left, they both spoke to one another. So one person before he left told the other four people, if I come back too late, I want you to make a carbon for me. I want to be part of your carbon. And the four people told this one person, but you should know, if you find the carbon nice and early, so we want to be part of your carbon. Each one said to the other one, like, we wish you the best of luck, try and find it, and vice versa. What it means is, whoever brings it first, that's going to be the carbon, will be Yitzhak. Now, and what happened was, that these four people got nervous, they didn't see the one person coming back, so again, they brought their own carbon. So now we have a suffix now, which one was brought first? So look like this. Oichlen kula min arishin. That's treated, whichever one of these two carbonas were brought first, that's the one that's Yitzhak for all of them. Let's say the one that was found, the one person that went to find, they found it at 1 o'clock, and they brought it first. So the other four people told him, so we want you to be Yitzhak us. So about at 1 o'clock, they did not bring their own, they Yitzhak with his carbon. So whichever one, if we find out later, we know clearly, one was brought at 1 o'clock, one was brought at 2 o'clock, the one that was brought at 1 o'clock, that's the one they all eat from. Because the first one to be brought, either one wants to be Yitzhak with that carbon. So that's cheap to whichever one was brought first, those of them eat from that one. What about V'nein Yedua? Ezo Mehem Nishchat Rishon. Let's say we can't tell, we don't know. It's a software to us. They didn't have clocks at that time. Each one said, yeah, round one, round noon, round 1 o'clock. So we don't know which one came first. So the Maisa now in such a case, we don't know, well, both of them, all five of them now, don't know which is their carbon. Is Alocha Shneyem Yotzla Beis HaSreifim. Both of these two carbonas now have to be burnt. Nobody can eat from it. Because we have a suffix. Maybe the one that was found was brought first. So they're all supposed to eat only from that carbon. And they're not allowed to eat from the second carbon. Because that carbon has no bilum on it. But maybe no. Maybe the carbon the four people brought, that was brought first. Then that's the carbon they're supposed to eat from. And they're not allowed to eat from the carbon, the one that went to look for it, found and brought. So there we have a suffix, which one of these two carbonas is the one that both eats, all five of them. So locher is, neither of them can eat from either one of these carbonas. And still, is Shneim Yosem Beis HaSreifa. And Avada, the pot to both of them for bringing the Pesach Sheni. Because Lamaisa, carbon was brought for both of them. Just we don't know which one was brought, therefore either they both can't eat. But the Lamaisa, each one of them is Yosem. What about Loi Om Alohen for Loi Om Uloi? Hey, there are five again, five people in the morning, they had a carbon and it got lost. So one person decided, I'm going to hunt to look for that carbon. Now they didn't talk to one another. The one person that went gesundheit, didn't say anything to the other four people. The other four people didn't say anything to that one person that left. So then we say the svar is, ein achroyin zelazir. Then we don't have these dinim. One is not dependable upon the other one. The one person that went to look for that carbon, the only intentions he has was to be part of that carbon that he finds. And these other four people, the only intentions they have was to be yotzei with the carbon they'll bring right now. So even if both of them, the one that found the carbon and the other four people brought the carbon exactly the exact same minute, so what? The one that found the carbon, that's his carbon, he eats from his carbon. These four people that brought the second carbon, that's their carbon Pesach, they eat from it. Even though in the morning, all five of them were appointed upon one carbon, but without one picked himself up to look for it, and the other ones did not look for it, did not say for them, that's automatically those four people are saying, we're taking our hands off that carbon, we don't want that carbon anymore, we're for sure going to bring our own carbon. And the one person that left to look for it, since he didn't say anything to the other four people, also meant the same thing. I don't want to be part of you anymore. I'm just look for that carbon and get it. That's my carbon. So that's the Pashat Halacha. Each one has his own carbon. The one that found that he's yotzei with his carbon, and these other four people, they're yotzei with their carbon. We don't care who's brought first, who's brought second. Now, what about Shtei Chaburos? Shenis Arvo Pischayim. What about two different chaburis? Let's say he had two different carbon Pesach, and each one, five people were appointed upon it. Two chaburis. And each chabur, each group, had one carbon, and now these two carbons got mixed up. So what do they do now? Erev Pesach in the morning, before you made the Shechita, the two animals got mixed up. So we don't know what to do now. If you want to bring it, but they won't be able to eat from it. Because the law is, you can only eat from the carbon that you're appointed upon. You have to be a suffix, the meat you'll take. Maybe it's the other chaburis, and you're not allowed to eat it. So what do you do metchila to be able to make it edible for you? So the Mishnah says like this. Eilo moishchen lohen echod. These five people take one Pesach, take one carbon. The eilo moishchen lohen echod. And this other chaburis, the other five people also take one carbon. Even though it's a suffix, who if they took the right carbon or not, but that's aleph. Aleph is each chabura takes one of these two animals here. Now we still have a suffix though. Maybe this chabura took the other chaburas and the other one took theirs. So who wanted to help so far? Now B. What do they have to do now? Echad me elu, one of the five people from chabura aleph, bo loy eitzel elu, goes to the other chabura base. The echad me elu, one person from the chabura base, bo loy eitzel elu, goes to chabura aleph. In other words, you have five and five, so one of these five go to the other five, and one person from that five goes to this five. Now, this new person, the one person that goes to the opposite chabura, the other four people say to that person like this, as these four say to this new person, and these four people say to this new person here. They say a plan like this. In Shalon, who are Pesach, the four people say to this new person that's coming here, as we already took one carbon Pesach here, so the four people say to this fifth person, if the one we took right now, we took the right one, we took ours. Im shalonu hu ha-pesach hazeh, is yodecha meshuchas mishlecha. So now you, fifth person, you're going to be part of us now. So you take your hands off the schus you have on the other carbon from your chabura. V'nim nisal shalonu, and we'll appoint you to be part of our carbon Pesach. That's what we do. But we'll make it tonight though. What about the im shalonu hu ha-pesach hazeh? What about if this carbon Pesach that we pull to our side doesn't belong to us four? It really belongs to you, like you're a person that came from the other chabura. So really the carbon Pesach we pulled here to us really belongs to the other chabura, means you're part of it. So you're a bailam of that carbon. So if this carbon right now belongs to you, v'yim shalachohu ha-pesach hazeh, yodeinu meshukas mishlonu. You should know we're going to pull off our hands from the other carbon Pesach. We don't want to be part of our carbon. In other words, if this one is your chabura, so where is our real carbon Pesach? Ours is by the other chabura. So first we're saying we're going to take off our hands from the other Pesach. We don't want to be part of that Pesach anymore. V'nimninu ha-shalacho, who would rather be part of you with your carbon Pesach now. That's what we're going to do now. We want to be part of you. Whereas this carbon right here really is from your chabura. But you're here right now. So you have the right to say we're going to be part of your carbon Pesach. And the same thing the other chabura does. So that's how Mamonah Shach we ate them. And it's Metchila, these two animals got together to divide up the two animals. So now you have four people here and four people here, and one switched around, one person switched around. So now this one new person here, these four say to him, Monashach, if this one belongs to us, So we're okay, just you're not okay. So you get rid of your share from the other Korban Pesach, and we'll appoint you to be part of our Korban Pesach. What about if this Korban is not really ours, so it belongs to this fifth person? So this fifth person, we'll see in the Gemara, the Mishnah said this akimtom, because behold, that if you want to take off your bialim from a Korban Pesach and put new people, one person, the original bialim, has to still remain there. You can't let all five people go off the Korban and then five new people come on. You always have to have at least one person from the original bialim of the Korban stay on it. So that's why we have to make this modern case here. We have to get one new guy from the other Chabura to come here. So Manashach, on the side, this animal now belongs to the other Chabura, there's one guy here, this fifth guy, that's a bialim on this Korban Pesach. So he has the right to let us be part of his Korban, and these four people take their hands off the other Korban Pesach, so this Chabur is okay. And the other Chabur does the same thing. On its side, this Korban here belongs to the other Chabur, so one of those Chaburas came here. So really now the Korban belongs to this fifth guy. So these four people say, we're taking off our hands from the other Korban, and we want to be part of your Korban Pesach. That's how Manashach, everybody now has their own Korban Pesach, and they're allowed to shecht and allowed to eat it. Again, you have two chaburis, you have two chaburis, shenesarvo pischeim. It's five and five, and the two psachim got mixed up. Is ein lo moishkin lamechon. One of these five people, one chabura, one group, takes one korban. V'ein lo moishkin lamechon, the other group takes another korban. Now, echod me'elu, one of these five people, volei etzel elu, goes to the other group. V'echod me'elu, one of the other group, volei etzel elu, goes to this group. The Kachemur, this is what they say to them. Im Shalonu Apesu, the Korban Pesach belongs to us four, he has them, Azeh, Yodecha Meshuchas, you fifth person, get rid of your chelik and the other Korban, and be part of us. Yodecha Meshuchas Meshlechor, Benim Nisal Shalonu. The Im Shalachor Apesu, but if this Korban belongs to you really, is Yodecha Meshuchas Meshlechor, we're taking off our hands from the other Korban that should have belonged to us, and we want to be part of you now, to be part of this Korban Pesach, we should have the right to do it. So the Mishnah V'chein, the same halacha applies to Chomesh Chaburis. Not just two groups. Let's say you have five different groups. Shel Chamisha Chamisha. Or else Shel Asara Asara. Don't make enough Kaminim. You could have 25 people involved or 50 people involved. You have five different Chaburis, and each group had their own Korban Pesach. This group had five people, five by five, or else 10, 10, 10. We'll see in the Gemara why you have to have equal amount. But all of them had to be either eight groups, five groups of 10, or five groups of five people. And now these five animals got mixed up together. So again, they don't know what to do. We don't know which Korban Pesach is ours, which is yours. So do the exact same Eitzim. All five groups pull one animal to them. And now from each group, one guy has to go mixing up into each Chabura. One guy get mixed up. And they say the same things. If it's ours, we're keeping it. If it's yours, we want to be part of yours. Mishnah V'chein, Chomesh Chaburis, Shal Chamisha Chamisha, five and five people, each Chabura had 25 people involved, Rasm Shal Asar Asarim, each group had 50 people involved. Is Moishchon Len Echod Mikol Chabura V'Chabura, that they take one from each Chabura, Moishchon Len Echod Mikol Chabura V'Chabura, the Kachinim, they say the exact same Nusach like we had before. Here's Rashi. The Kachin Oimrim now, Kishenasu Ata Chaburis Chadoshim. When they make up now new Chaburis. Oimrim Arbo Liechod Liechod. The same thing. The four original said to this new fifth person. Im Shalachol HaPesach, this Korban belongs to you. Ze Yodei Abaseinu Mishuchim Yarba Pesachinu. Our hands go off the other Korbanos, wherever they are. We want to be part of you. So each Chaburis says this. Because Mamonoshoch, there's one person here that is part of each Korban, because all the Chaburas got mixed up now. So each Chabura, there's one person that for sure is part of this Korban Pesach now. So that person, he stays there, and he lets everybody else become part of his Korban. Yeah. What about Shnayim Shnesarvo Psochim? Ze Moshech Loyechot, Vze Moshech Loyechot. What about two people, Shnayim Shnesarvo Psochim, that the Korban Pesach got mixed up? No Chaburis, just two people alone. Reuven had his own Korban Pesach, and Shimon had his own Korban Pesach. And these two animals that got mixed up together. Is them Moshech Loyechot. So Reuven takes one Korban for himself. Is them Moshech Loyechot. And Shimon takes one animal for himself. But we don't know who belongs to who. So here they can't just exchange. Because like we said before, our Mishnah also like Yehuda that the original Bialim always has to stay on the Korban Pesach. So here you only have Reuben and Shimon. If it's exchanged around, you're taken off the original Bialim, it's not here anymore. So you can't do that. So what do you do now? Reuben and Shimon, each one had a Korban. Those two Korbanos got mixed up. So each one pulled one to his own. Now we don't know if Reuben has his own or not. Maybe he has Shimon. So you can't stop and say, Shimon, I want you to give me the rights to have yours and I'll give you mine. Because then the original Bialim is not here anymore. So what do you have to do? You have to do it like this. Ze meman imo yechud min hashuk. Reuven has to find himself a friend in the street and say, I want you to be part of my korban. Whichever one of these two animals belong to me, you be part of mine. The Ze and Shimon does the same thing. Meman imo yechud min hashuk. His Reuven takes Yehuda and Shimon takes Levi. So now, Lamaisa, each one of them have two people on their korban. Now, Now, one of them switch around. The kachinom, this is what they say to one another. In shalihu ha pesach, if the pesach, like Reuven says, if this is the original pesach that belonged to me, I have it right now. So there, yodecha meshukas mishlecho. Now, he takes one of the other person and says, that even though you belong to Shimon's korban, take your hands off Shimon's korbans and be part of mine. But in the Salshli, you become part of my carbon. But if this carbon, Pesach, belongs to Shimon, and you originally were Shimon's partner, I'm taking off my hands for my carbon Pesach, and I'll be part of your carbon Pesach. See, even just with two people alone, that's what you have to do. In other words, you always have to have at least two people on the carbon Pesach. That you can afford to say one person stays here, and one person goes to the other carbon. So Manashok, there's always one person remaining on his Korban Pesach the way he always was, and then the other people are switching around, taking off and putting on, that's you're allowed to do. Hence, before this man Shechitas HaPesach, you're allowed to take your hands off one Korban, and be reminded to put yourself onto another Korban. So to Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Omar Lohen V'omru Loi is Oichol Min Orishim. In a case where, for the first case, where you had the Chaburah that lost the Korban Pesach. So one person went to look for it. Now before that person left, that person told the other four people, I'm afraid if I come back too late, you make it for me. And these four people told that one person, if you find it though, I want you to shech that Korban for me also. That's called Omar Lahen. They told him, he told them, they told him. So that the Mishnah says, Oichom and Arishim, that what, whichever one is brought first, that's the one that's brought to everybody, and that's the one they all eat from. What about lo yomar lehen, lo yomru loy? What about no, the one that left didn't talk to the other four, and the other four didn't say anything to that one person that left? Then the Mishnah says, eina achroyim zeh lezeh, that since the one that left did not talk to the other four, because that one that left, his mind was to find that carbon that's lost and bring it. That's his carbon. The other four didn't think he'll ever find it. They made up their mind, they're going to bring another carbon. That's their carbon. So they're not achroi zelazeh, and then achnami. He brings his carbon, and they bring their carbon. So the more mikan, from here the chum is